Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
As a descendant of generations of Iowans, I was born and raised in Waterloo. As a mom of five, a foster parent, and a former tax lawyer, and now a small business job creator, I know that we can't keep spending money that we don't have. That's why I fought against the wasteful bailout, against the stimulus. I will not vote to increase the deficit. I'm Michelle Bachman, and I approve this message.
All right. There's the latest ad out claiming that Michelle Bachman will never vote to raise the debt ceiling. The ad combines the top two items on this week's countdown, the debt ceiling and the presidential race. Hopefully we'll have time for your calls here at 800-510-8255 as we review the top stories of the week, July 4th to the 8th, 2011, in the focus on the countdown, running down the top hits as determined by the staff on the program here and Talkers Magazine. Major League Baseball at number 10 on the countdown. 4th of July holiday, number 9. The Strauss-Kahn case at number 8. Number 7, the situation we are facing in Afghanistan. Situation in Libya, number 6. Number 5 is that discussion, discussion is the best word for it, circumstances surrounding the phone hacking scandal at News Corporation, which is Rupert Murdoch. That's Fox News, et cetera, newspapers all over the world. The Casey Anthony verdict, number 4. Presidential election policies, number 3. Number 2, the presidential race. And the budget and the debt and all that, number 1. So let's spend some time on that. Here's what the president had to say this week about the status of the budget conversation.
I just completed a meeting with all the congressional leaders from both chambers, from both parties. And I have to say that I thought it was a very constructive meeting. People were frank. We discussed the various options available to us. Everybody reconfirmed the importance of completing our work and raising the debt limit ceiling so that the full faith and credit of the United States of America is not impaired. What we decided was that staffs, as well as leadership, will be working during the weekend, and that I will reconvene congressional leaders here on Sunday with the expectation that at that point, the parties will at least know where each other's bottom lines are and will hopefully be in a position to then start engaging in the hard bargaining that's necessary to get a deal done. I want to emphasize that nothing is agreed to until everything's agreed to, and the parties are still far apart on a wide range of issues. But again, I thought that all the leaders here came in a spirit of compromise, in a spirit of wanting to solve problems on behalf of the American people. Everybody acknowledged that the issue of our debt and our deficits is something that needs to be tackled now. Everybody acknowledged that in order to do that, Democrats and Republicans are going to be required in each chamber. Everybody acknowledged that we have to get this done before the hard deadline of August 2nd to make sure that America does not default for the first time on its obligations. And everybody acknowledged that there's going to be pain involved politically on all sides, but our biggest obligation is to make sure that we're doing the right thing by the American people, creating an environment in which we can grow the economy and make sure that more and more people are being put back to work. So I want to thank all the leaders. I thought it was a very constructive meeting, and I will be seeing them back here on Sunday. A lot of work will be done between now and then.
You know, and I'm taken back by you listening to the audio of this clip from the president's delivery, and all you hear in the background are the people that are there from the news media flashing their cameras to take pictures. For God's sakes, how many pictures do you think there are of the president? You think you need to have? There were hundreds. Listen to that. Hundreds of times during the course of that last 2.5 minutes, you heard the camera click. cameras clicking. Like there's no other picture of the president anywhere to use as a backdrop to the coverage of this story. Amazing, isn't it? 800-510-8255. Okay, so we have talk radio, talk television, the coverage of all of this discussion as it leads up to calls and input on Facebook and email at 800 at dougstephan.com, doug@dougstephan.com. Here's Mika Brzezinski, who is on MSNBC with Morning Joe, talking to Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia about the president putting cuts to Social Security and Medicare on the table.
The president has put Social Security on the table, correct? The president has put Medicare on the table. It's characterized in the Washington Post as a major shift for the White House and for Democrats. Would you agree that Democrats and the president are working to compromise here and bringing something to the table that they haven't brought before?
Mika, we've always said we want to do what is necessary to try and bring this deficit and debt into balance, because if we can get the fiscal house in order here in Washington, people can start to get back to work at home.
Okay, so you say we want to do what is necessary, but you were saying also that in terms of closing loopholes, they must be accompanied by offsetting tax cuts and that you're not for increasing revenue. Is that doing what is necessary to work out a deal, to strike a deal? Is that coming to the table as much as the White House appears to be?
Well, Mika, we've got to remember the context within which we're operating here. You've got unemployment at over 9% officially. Too many people are out of work right now. We've got to focus on the priority here, and that is to get people back to work. And so when the proposal is to raise more revenues, that money doesn't come out of thin air. You know, that means that you're going to take money from people that you're in businesses that you're relying on to create jobs. So what the approach has been thus far is we've gotten together on both sides of the aisle, and the vice president has led some talks where we have a blueprint in place that we can have trillions of dollars in savings to begin to manage down the debt and deficit in this country while we are responding to the request of the administration to raise the credit limit.
800-510-8255. So if you're like me, you hope that they are able to address the situation without raising taxes. Cutting spending is number one with me. How about with you? That is the way to fix the problem and deal with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. Yes, thumbs up. 800-510-TALK. More on this situation, because it is number one. I guess then we can maybe tie it into the presidential race as well. We'll see what's cooking here as we move forward in this hour of the review of the talk hits from this week on The Countdown.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweatproof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun, based on testing standards used as directed.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables, discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes for the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
Join Macy's in Reading is Fundamental and be book smart. Now through Sunday, July 31st, give $3 to provide a book for a child and we'll give you $10 off a purchase of $50 or more. Macy's will donate your $3 to Reading is Fundamental to help reach our goal of giving 1 million books to kids. Be book smart now through Sunday, July 31st at Macy's. Exclusions apply. See a sales associate for details. Learn more at Macy's.com/RIS.
Amdro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Amdro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Amdro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Amdro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
800-510-8255. What do you think ought to be done to bring the budget in check? Here we review an interview Christine Romans did with Congressman Paul Ryan, who's the architect of fixing this to a certain extent.
What would be palatable to you? What do they need to tell you to get Republicans on board for a deal?
With all due respect, Christine, I don't think it's a good idea to negotiate through the media about what we will or will not exceed. Or accept. The key is we get this debt and deficit under control. I mean, that's the whole point here, right? I mean, it's been 800 days starting tomorrow since the Senate even bothered to pass a budget. So Congress hasn't been budgeting at all. The only opportunity to get this debt and deficit under control is this debt limit negotiation. I wouldn't put too much into just today's meeting. Mm-hmm. What I would describe what's happening today is we are now entering the mature phase of this. We are now getting the people, the leaders, the speaker, the president sitting down and talking about how to do these things. And to your point, yes, our entitlement programs, you mentioned them, Medicare, Social Security, Medicaid, these are the biggest drivers of our debt in the future. If you want to be honest about dealing with our debt long term and in the medium term, you got to deal with our entitlements. And spending is the root cause of our problems. You know, so we're basically saying, for every dollar of increase in debt limit, let's cut more than a dollar of spending.
You know, I get you that you don't want to negotiate through the media, but I'm telling you, Americans are maddened by the process. They're hearing all of this dire talk about, well, I know, aren't we all? I hear all of this dire talk about what's going to happen if we don't raise the debt ceiling, and they're saying, no, wait a minute, Congress already wrote these checks. Congress already did all this spending, and now you're saying we're not going to pay those bills. So that's something that people fundamentally get irritated with. And because all of this is... Look, $2 trillion, $4 trillion over 10 years, $6 trillion, as you proposed, over 10 years. This is going to mean major changes to how Americans live their lives. So that's why people want to know what's going to be accepted for Social Security. Right. What is Medicare going to look like? What's the military going to look like? What are tax rates going to look like?
Well, I can't answer the question because I don't know the answer to the question. But I can tell you what we proposed. My point is, if you change policies now, get government to reorient its policies, you don't have to provide severe disruptions to people in their lives. Our Medicare proposal, it doesn't change Medicare benefits for anybody above the age of 55. But the problem is if you keep kicking this can down the road, then you will end up cutting current seniors. So that's what we've been trying to avoid. Social Security, same goes for that. I have yet to see a plan introduced in Congress that affects the benefits for current seniors. I don't know what's on the table at this meeting today.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you, if you get ahead of this debt situation now, we can do it on our own terms. Well, we can keep the commitment to current seniors and change it for future younger people like ourselves. So we have these programs when we retire. The sooner we deal with this thing, the better off we are and the less severe disruptions that occur in people's current lives. And so that's the deal here. And look, you're right. The reason we're at this point is because we hit our nation's credit limit.
Right.
Because of past spending. We got to deal with future spending so it doesn't happen again.
Very constructive. Is that how you, what word would you use to describe your feelings about these discussions at this point? Constructive? Seems to be. 21 after the hour, presidential race up next on the countdown.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So here we are as we focus on these big items this week, a conversation which has become more like the world of music. This Countdown Show was based on what Casey Kasem did, hot hits in music, and then we decided about, 17, 18 years ago, it would be fun to have a countdown looking at the big stories on talk radio. And as the world changes, the business on talk radio, the conversation has become more important than the music, I think, for a lot of people, many people in our country. And as we focus on the presidential race, maybe you understand why, because there are a lot of things at stake. That's what we keep talking about here in the issue-oriented world of this kind of conversation. So we go to the presidential race and aspirants for 2012. Here, host Jeff Katz talks to Holly Richabod from the Boston Herald about which candidates are in trouble and may not be in the race very much longer.
You're still a big fan of John Huntsman?
Yeah, I mean, he gave a great speech. He's very approachable and mm-hmm. friendly, and I think he's a pretty good guy.
Is he up in New Hampshire these days?
He was last weekend. I think he pretty much shook everybody's hand up there.
Okay.
It was a 3-day marathon of shaking hands.
Is he one of these guys who's focusing more on Iowa, like Pawlenty and Bachman seem to be?
No, I believe he's pulled out of the Iowa caucuses and is just going to focus in on New Hampshire, South Carolina, and Florida. He's not going to participate out there.
Oh, that's interesting. Now, I know Herman Cain lost some of his senior staff, right?
He and Newt, too.
Yeah, well, is Newt still running?
Newt's still running. Yeah, he raised about $2 million last FEC quarter. I mean, look, there's a couple people that I think are in serious trouble in this presidential race. Tim Pawlenty has had a couple of moments where, you know, in the first debate he was debating all the B and C candidates, and he didn't distinguish himself.
Right.
Then the last debate he was given a softball question to head out of the park, and he didn't take the opportunity to whack Romney and Romney Care. And everybody's kind of upset with him. And he's only raised about $4 million during the last FEC quarter. So I think Pawlenty's in serious trouble. Whereas Newt Gingrich, we've known Newt for many years. Newt could have a Ronald Reagan moment at a debate.
Right.
So I wouldn't count Newt Gingrich out of this. Tim Pawlenty, I'm starting to think you should start to count him out because he's obviously not going to have a Ronald Reagan moment. And, you know, his theory of going through Iowa to win is not doing well. I mean, either Herman Cain or Michelle Bachman are going to be the leaders coming out of that. But if you look through the past history of us electing a Republican, you know, choosing our Republican nominee,
mm-hmm.
the person that wins Iowa doesn't win.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so, I mean, so blowing off Iowa is, you know, not a big deal because the person that wins doesn't win it.
No, the one who wins is the one who wins South Carolina.
South Carolina and New Hampshire.
Yeah. Well,
so those are two more important states.
All right. Well, we know Mitt Romney is spending a lot of time in one of his home states of New Hampshire, not so much in South Carolina. And have you caught the former governor in yet another flip?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's criticized Barack Obama for saying that the recession has been worse because of what the president, the president's leadership. And I would agree with him.
Absolutely.
And then he took it back.
Why?
I know he took it back. I don't know. He took it back, and he said, "Well, that's not quite right." And I can't begin to understand why he has said that.
Interesting how Jeff Katz. I'm talking inside the ballpark here because of my background, having done these sorts of things, these sorts of programs for a long time. I listen to Jeff Katz, and I hear somebody who's trying to sound like another well-known host. Who it's fun to listen to some people that are young and moving up in the world. But Tom Likas is a guy who's been around for a long time. Katz sounds just like him, trying to anyway. All right, so the presidential race, what did we learn new this week? Not much. 800-510-8255. The stories continue here on The Countdown.
Lieutenant Colonel Lance Hampton.
For 18 months, all I've known is kill or be killed. I thought about suicide a lot. Nobody understood, and my family couldn't relate. At my absolute lowest point, a friend took me to a VFW post just to help me keep it together. I found men and women of all ages who got it. I found a family at the VFW and turned it into my most important tour of duty. I am the new VFW.
It's who we are. It's what we do. To join, log on to VFW.org.
Do you want a credit card, but current or past credit problems are holding you back? Then you need to get the Classic Black Secured Visa Card by going to thebestsecuredcard.com. This is a secured card backed by your deposit at Public Savings Bank, an FDIC-insured bank. Your credit, income, and employment status are not considered in your approval. You can get a Black Classic Secured Visa Card right now at thebestsecuredcard.com. Take advantage of the special introductory 0% APR for the first 6 months on purchases with no monthly or annual fees. Every penny of your deposit is FDIC insured by the federal government, so there's absolutely no risk to you. This card will enable you to establish or rebuild your credit, and you'll be able to shop, travel, and live like you want to live. Simply log on to thebestsecuredcard.com right now so you can have a Classic Black Secured Visa Card on its way to you. That's thebestsecuredcard.com.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there in your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Past the hour now, the weekly review of the Hot Hanson Talk Radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot stories and the people that are being discussed and have been discussed this past week. We move to number four. Even though this is number four in the countdown, I think in terms of people, I'm looking at the list here. Dominique Strauss-Kahn is at number 10, Rupert Murdoch at 9, Tim Pawlenty at 8, Sarah Palin 7, Mitt Romney 6, Michelle Bachmann 5, Harry Reid 4, John Boehner 3, Casey Anthony is number 2, just in front of the president in terms of amount of airtime devoted to this woman and the circumstances. Interesting how the jury pool is finding life after the jury. I don't know that a lot of people know who these folks are, but I'm looking at a picture now. For those of you who are down in Pinellas County, the Tampa area, Clearwater, etc., there's a sign on the door of the Skyline Chili restaurant telling jurors in the Casey Anthony case they aren't welcome, which seems to me kind of stupid. They did what the law required them to do. This is just my read on this, whether the jurors were a jury of their peers. It was the job of the jury to do what they were instructed to do. Yeah, in good conscience, might you have tried to get out of the... I don't know. I mean, how do you know unless you're actually sitting there? It's easy to criticize, easy to judge. Most of us think that she was guilty. The judge in the case has refused to release the names of the jurors, and maybe that's a good idea under the circumstances because there is a worry that this verdict might harm them. People might harm them. The judge sealed the jurors' names from public view and kept them sealed despite requests from media organizations. And maybe I'm wondering whether you think he did the right thing. 800-510-8255. Here's host Brian Freeman talking to media consultant Holland Cook about the news media's coverage of this murder trial.
The defense attorney for Casey Anthony slamming the media for what's being called trial by broadcast. What does one media expert have to say about media coverage this day and age? And when did the media switch from confirmed facts to speculation? Holland Cook is a nationally recognized radio and TV consultant. Holland, what's your read on this?
I think the biggest sin the media committed was boring people, because trials are hard to cover in that nothing happens for great spans of time, and then it gets moderately interesting. And in between, if CNN, for instance, wants to take ownership of this story, they have to stay on the air with it. They can't cut to something else. So the talking heads start talking often not knowing what the end of the sentence is by the time they hit the middle of it. And I think that that part, meandering the way it does, is less useful to us than when they have, for instance, a legal expert, a law professor on describing the process. If you saw the summation the other day, you had to wonder how she got away with it, because the prosecutor was brief. He was very deliberate. He gave you the bullet points, and she looked guilty as hell. And then the defense came on, and they got interrupted a few times. They took a break for the night. It didn't seem to be there as much. So we were stunned by this verdict, because we thought they had her. But remember, the burden of proof lies with the prosecution. They have to prove she's guilty. The defense doesn't have to prove she's innocent. They just have to create reasonable doubt in the minds of the jurors. And whenever we heard someone on cable explaining stuff like that, it got interesting. But when the talking heads started groping for something to say because they had to fill three more minutes, it wandered into misinformation and speculation and, frankly, boredom. This was a TV story in any event. Remember O.J.'s trial and the spectacle around the Michael Jackson trial?
Certainly.
It makes for better pictures than it does for car radio. Today is going to be the biggest day in the history of the Casey Anthony trial for talk radio, because it's been a soap opera. It's been a TV show until now. And now we get to ask listeners, what do you think? Did she get away with murder? Were you surprised? Did you watch? Do you care? Now everybody can have an opinion.
All right, so what is your opinion? Holland Cookie asking some pretty good questions there. Do you care about this now? Did you care about it before? I was one who wasn't necessarily caring. I just thought it was such a negative thing. I didn't want to talk about it on the air. There's plenty of other conversation. Now it does make for a good conversation that it's over. By the way, if you didn't know, the reason the jury was selected from Pinellas County is because the court feared it was impossible to get an unbiased jury in Orlando, which is where the death occurred. It seems rather silly under the circumstances, with news media coverage the way it is and instant information available everywhere using the new media. How are you going to find? Do you think going across county lines makes a difference? That seems kind of silly, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. One of the places where this has been discussed, the television program where lots of women are the viewers, is The View. The ladies of The View discussed the change in Casey Anthony's appearance after the trial was over.
Throughout the trial, Casey wore her hair up in a bun, but this morning she let her hair down, sort of.
A lot from that last picture. Look at this.
This morning.
She was the Maria von Trapp, and now she's Sophia Loren.
So you make anything of the... it looks to me like bed hair, but I don't have that kind of hair, so I don't know.
It's really interesting. I mean, I think the way they tell you to dress, and because when she had it in a bun, it was very subdued.
Yesterday... she was wearing a pink blouse.
Yeah, but you know,
pastel colors. What is she wearing today? Is that another pastel?
Blue,
a sweater.
Fine gauge. When I was going through my divorce and I had to go and get on the witness stand, my attorney said, "Don't do the hair you do at The View. Wear it back." And they told me to wear pink and pastels.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and they were like, "Come, don't wear anything."
There must be some sort of psychological study in terms of the effect it would have on a jury, the appearance that you give.
I was reading that the Amanda Knox people in the other case in Italy, that American over there, that her people gave her wrong information, that they told her to react and to talk and to smile and everything else during the thing. This one was told to just react, cry a little bit, laugh a little bit, wear your hair. But she was also criticized. She was also criticized for not showing emotion until the very end and didn't have
sentence. I know,
sentences.
But she got off.
But Chris Holland here said that she was actually told by the defense to actually be, he thought, in his opinion, the soundtrack to the defense, wording, and everything that they had to say, she would be that soundtrack and nothing for the prosecution, iced when the prosecution...
if it boils down to forensic evidence, then what's the difference how she behaves or how she looks?
Exactly.
800-510-8255. Okay, here we are. Radio host Craig Silverman and Dan Kaplis talking to Geraldo Rivera, who had a heated conversation with Bill O'Reilly over the verdict.
You tangled with Bill O'Reilly, and you didn't get a chance to say too many sentences without interruption.
You know,
It was my first three words were, oh, my God, because I absolutely did not expect that the jury would acquit her on all of the homicide charges. I thought, you know, let me briefly say that the state ridiculously and scandalously overcharged her going for the death penalty, trying to kill this mother because she allegedly killed her child. What about the 1,000 other parents in America every single year who do the same despicable act? You know, it's not a case where the death penalty is involved. Major Hassan in Fort Bragg killed 13 GIs. That's what the death penalty is for. It's for the, you know, the multiple murderers, the only two females in the history of the 150-year history of Florida to be executed. Eileen Warnos, the serial killer, killed seven men. The Black Widow kills at least three people. That's where the death penalty may or may not be appropriate, but certainly not in one of these cases. So they overcharged. It was a political prosecution, persecution, and I was against it. But I definitely felt that they had a manslaughter conviction. And so I was stunned by it. But everybody's slowing down and just looking at the evidence. I think the jury made an absolutely defensible verdict, Greg.
I have been, you know, as invested in following the O.J. case, Sean Benet, et cetera. I didn't follow this case closely. But one thing that's always kind of bugged me is, you know, I ask myself the question, if this wonderful little girl who was lost had been black, would we have ever heard of this case? Would it be on national TV? And I think history tells us we probably wouldn't have ever heard of it.
I think that's a great point, Dan. And let me say also, though, from the flip side, if this mother had done exactly this crime and she was black or Hispanic, the local elected district attorney would never have gone for the death penalty. He went for the death penalty because it was a no-brainer. She had no constituency. She was a pretty white girl who squandered her good looks, her youth, you know, whatever opportunity she had, so the narrative went. To be a slut and to party and, you know, she was, she took this unwanted pregnancy. She could have turned the kid over to, it was a person that the DA could go against full bore. It was, he's a Democrat. He was running for the first time. He had three unelected terms or two unopposed terms. Suddenly he was opposed by a law and order Republican in 2008. He wanted to prove that he was more law and order than the Republican was, and is a perfect no-brainer in terms of constituency. You can, it was really, I think, reverse discrimination. It was the pretty girl police going after her, and their whole case was based on what she did after the child died, not what she did up until the day the child died. They could not present one single witness to say she was in any way, and this was the big beef, Craig, that I had with O'Reilly. There was not one scintilla of evidence that she was anything but a loving, caring, nurturing mother.
All right, so let's have a couple of calls here. Quickly, Jeff in Corpus Christi, what about the judge and what about Casey Anthony?
Yeah, it's, I've been following it a long time, and I wasn't surprised at all. I mean, I never could find the actual thing that was going to stick her to that case. And in my view, the general population goes on pretty much what the press tells them, and it develops into a mob mentality, okay? Yeah. Whether she's guilty or not, we don't have the information. But those people who are in the jury, they were right up front seeing exactly what's going on better than anybody else. And for the people to be upset with them for their verdict, their decision, is a total slap in the face to our Constitution and freedom and what's right in this country.
All right. Interesting point. Thank you. 45 past the hour on the countdown.
Lori Morris doesn't go out without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
My son and I are mosquito magnets. And if I'm not wearing the Mosquito Coast sunscreen, I am immediately eaten alive. And so is he. I saw the Mosquito Coast covered both sun protection and insect repellent. We don't get sunburn when we use the Bullfrog, and we don't get bit.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. No wonder it's the number one burn and bite protection. Use as directed.
The thing about hemorrhoids is they don't just bother you at home. On a plane, the pain can be nonstop to Seattle. On a train, you can have a little burning back there on your own caboose. But now, just carry new Preparation H Totables. Discreet little tubes of pain relief cream, burning relief gel, or irritation relief wipes. For the big relief you count on from Preparation H, the brand doctors recommend most by name among leading brands. New Preparation H Totables. Be anywhere Preparation H. Use as directed.
The greatest speeches.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Of all time.
Because this is the party of Lincoln and Reagan.
On The Conservative Voice.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Conservative Voice, a two-disc DVD or CD containing some of the most powerful speeches ever. Featured are Ronald Reagan.
Our government is too big.
Sarah Palin.
Let's drill, baby, drill, not stall, baby, stall.
George W. Bush.
I can hear you. And the people who knocked these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
Highlights of speeches from some of the most legendary figures in American political history can be yours now. Here's how to order.
To order, go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
The Sears Automotive Center knows that when you get your car back from the shop, you don't want to feel like you've been taken for a ride. That's why the Sears Blue Automotive Crew offers Price Match Plus to get you the best price guaranteed. Come into Sears Auto Center July 8th and 9th and get a $19.99 oil change. No coupon necessary, no shop fees. And earn $20 in Shop Your Way rewards points to use on your next oil change. Plus find hot buys on Cooper Response Touring Tires. Sears Auto Center. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, these days, technology seems to change by the hour.
Once you get it out of the box, it's already outdated.
Well, at Rent-A-Center, you never have to worry because there are no long-term commitments. If you ever want to, you can bring it back and stop paying.
So you're never stuck with something that's dated.
Kind of like those pants.
Hey, parachute pants are back, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get great deals on Acer tablets with Android. Worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
I'm in the, we use 50 kinds of fasteners, and if we run low, we need more of them. Fast business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
The more our customers grow, the more we grow business.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio at number five, this hacking scandal from Fox News. Amy Kellogg reports on the decision to close down the News of the World after the newspaper was accused of hacking into the phone of a missing girl and possibly interfering with the murder investigation going on there.
As many would say, shocking news. James Murdoch, who is the deputy COO and the chairman and CEO of International for News Corporation, Rupert Murdoch's son, has just announced that the News of the World, which is a very popular tabloid here in the United Kingdom, a Sunday newspaper, is going to close down. This Sunday, we'll see the last edition of News of the World roll off the presses, and all of the profits will go to good causes. Now, the reason for this, and we've reported on this throughout the day, but there is an investigation, an inquiry going on here in the United Kingdom into a phone hacking scandal that centers on News of the World. Now, News Corporation had admitted, News of the World admitted that this had been going on, hacking into the phones of celebrities and others. But there was a twist in the last few days when allegations arose that News of the World hired a detective to hack the phone of a schoolgirl in 2002 who had been abducted and ultimately murdered. And supposedly, the reporters there had wanted to be able to delete phone messages from that voicemail in order to gather new leads. But it was something that shocked many here in the United Kingdom on both sides of the aisle and has led to this inquiry. But in the meantime, to sort of stave off the negative publicity and to take a step in what is what he believes to be a positive direction.
All right, the 4th of July celebrations. That focus next on the countdown.
You
you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. What does freedom mean to you? eFoods Direct is celebrating freedom with the Freedom Food Giveaway. Each week in July, they are giving away a one-year food supply. Just go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a one-year food supply with a 25-year shelf life. At eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, look for the New Patriot Pack, a $149 12-day supply of food, plus accessories that is free with a purchase of $235 or more. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and register to win a free one-year supply of food. Then listen to Alex Jones to announce the weekly winners. Also, the first 50 to register each day win a $50 subscription to the Voice of Reason e-newsletter. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Here we are at number 10 on the countdown, reviewing the hot hits from number 10 to number 1, 4th of July, number 9, the Strauss-Kahn case, number 8, what's going on in Afghanistan, number 7. How are we going to fix the problems in Libya? What's our policy? Probably the better way of putting it. Number 6. This hacking scandal, the News Corporation thing, it's really a very interesting story. The phones of celebrities being hacked. And you wonder if it's being done by a company like this, where else is it being done just to get the news, the sort of gotcha stuff? Casey Anthony, number 4. The president's economic ideas, number 3. And number 2, the presidential election, who's in and who's out, and the debt ceiling is number 1. Okay, so as we focus on the 4th of July, which is number 9, on Fox, Ainsley Earnhardt and Dave Briggs talk to a host named Tony Katz about a study that claims that the parades that you may have gone to on the 4th of July may cause your children to become Republicans.
Don't take your kids to a 4th of July parade. They may become Republicans. Really? That's the warning from this new study at Harvard University claiming Independence Day parades are white or right-winged. Easier said than done. But isn't it really about America? What's so dangerous about exposing your children to patriotism?
All right, so what do you think of this whole study that if you go to a 4th of July parade, you're more likely to vote Republican, you're more likely to turn out on Election Day, and they just seem to be a breeding ground for Republicans. What do you think about the study from Harvard?
What's wrong with any of those things? I'm amazed that Harvard even allowed the study to be published. You put out a study that on its face is created solely and exclusively to attack Republicans and by extension members of the Tea Party, conservatives, libertarians, etc. But once you read into the study, you're stunned at what you find. One of the great numbers on there is about voter turnout. If a 15 to 18 year old attends one rain-free 4th of July Independence Day celebration, they're more likely to vote. And that number drops immediately after they turn 18. What happens when you turn 18? You go to college. Just another reason not to send your kids to Harvard.
Tony, why would they release this on a day when we're supposed to be so patriotic?
It's the effort to marginalize all things that are good for America is part of the leftist and the progressive culture. They absolutely, positively cannot handle the idea of American exceptionalism, that one thing is better than another thing, that America is actually a better place than the rest of the nations that we have to deal with. They are destroyed by this idea, so they'll do anything to try and create a situation where the 4th of July, Independence Day, now becomes a political hot potato. There is nothing wrong with saying that our rights come from God, that there are natural laws. There's nothing wrong in believing in liberty. And if, like they say in the study, that the 4th of July, Independence Day, actually socializes children to become Republicans, what the hell does May Day do? What does that
do
to children?
If this is all the intent, if this is the intent, has it backfired?
Oh, my gosh. It's absolutely ridiculous for Democrats. It's insulting to Democrats claiming they're not patriotic. It doesn't do anything for the cause of progressives in terms of turning away people who are conservative or lean to the right, which is the large swath of America. What it says is that Democrats can't handle the fact that people believe in America and what America stands for, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. They are destroyed by this fact. And what do they have to fall on? We're turning our kids into Republicans. If turning our kids into Republicans means they vote more and they feel love for their country, more power to the Republicans.
Isn't it interesting when you think about it how the exposure to something like this, if the study is right, makes people Republicans? Or is it better to look at it, if you're a voter, you're more apt to be a Republican? Do more Republicans vote than Democrats? In terms of the spectrum of 100, we all know that 70% of us have no real political affiliation, no real love for either of the parties, that the two parties, that system represents only about 30-some-odd percent of who vote. The rest, even if you are a member of a party, easily cross party lines. So it's education or lack thereof that makes you a Republican. That's what I heard in there. Sort of goes along with something that's liable to be a big topic next week here on the Countdown. That's the article or the opining of John Stossel. The column is headed The College Scam, and he asks in this column whether Michael Dell and Mark Zuckerberg and Bill Gates and Mark Cuban have become successful because they're all college dropouts. What about it? Peter Jennings, Simon Cowell, Richard Branson, all either never went to college or dropped out. But today you're told in order to succeed, you got to go to college. College graduates more likely to be Democrats. Watch them chisel that up over the next few days on Conversation Radio Left and Right. This is Doug Steffen. Thanks for listening.